you continued to associate with Harvey, and where was that? Was that at Hancock or Lyons?
Well, it was the old Riverside, the Elks Country Club, after Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would take me out there, oh gosh, from time I was about 11, to take lessons from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always willing.
And tell me, what did he teach you? Did he stress fundamentals or rhythm?
For him, the game was strictly fundamental. In other words, if your address was anything less than perfect, then that's what you had to do before he would talk to you about the swing. Because he said, if you're in a bad address position, you're going to have a bad swing.
And what did he recommend as a correct address position?
Well, it was the grip, the alignment, and the stance, and then the flex of the knees, the hand position, and the upper body position. Those six things, to him, were the fundamentals of golf. That lays the groundwork for good things to happen in a golf swing.
All right, so say that again. It was
the grip, the aim, and the stance. He wanted the feet, hips, and shoulders perpendicular to where you're going to try to hit the ball. He wanted the stance shoulder width.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course for him, you know, if you get your feet too close together, then the top half of your body's going to start moving side to side. And if you get your feet too far apart, then you're going to restrict your body turn. And the body turn to him was that was the whole swing.
So tell me about, did he want your left toe quartered out?
A little bit. He wanted the right one square 90 degrees. He wanted the left one out a little. He said if you put it out too far, then it restricts your takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it too far back, then it restricts your going through. So he wanted it out just a little bit. Right foot 90 degrees, left foot probably 5 or 10 degrees open.
Mm-hmm. And what about knee flex?
He wanted a slight flex with the knees, again to accommodate the body turn. And he wanted the hands to be down and slightly forward, right about to the inside of the left leg.
Did he talk about why?
Well, just because that's where a good swing's going to come from. In other words, that's what's going to make a good swing. And sixth, he wanted your head to be behind the ball. He said all shots have to be hit from behind the ball, which kind of goes against the stack and tilt stuff.
Okay, so when you'd get with him, you had to have those fundamentals under control.
Right. You had to commit those things to memory. And he said good, then good enough. Perfect. He said, let them other guys be good.
Really?
He said, we're not interested. We're going to be perfect. Number one, because you can. And number two, because you have to. Because when he starts talking to you about swing, he's going to talk about a perfect swing. And if you're not in position to make that perfect swing, there's not really anything to talk about. That's why he was such a stickler on fundamentals. You know, he wanted everybody at address to be absolutely perfect. See, and it just makes sense. You know, I mean, good and good enough. Mm-hmm. He said, and there was no middle ground with him. You're either perfect or you're bad.
Is that right?
That's absolute.
So once
the groundwork is laid and everything is perfect, now he'll talk to you about your backswing. And if there's anything wrong, and maybe there won't be much wrong, if you're starting from a perfect position, maybe you'll have a pretty good takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything wrong going back, then you fix it.
Now talk to me about this emphasis on the body turn. What did he talk about?
Well, he said your short-term goal in golf is to be absolutely perfect at address, and your long-term goal is to use every muscle that you have. I mean, chipping, pitching, driving, everything in between.
So he believed in a full body swing.
Absolutely. He wanted the big muscles to control the golf swing because they moved in a slower fashion. The hands and arms have a tendency to get out of control. They get going too fast.
Interesting.
I mean, as I say, it just makes sense. But I mean, you know, the way he approached it is you better be perfect as a dresser. He'll never talk to you about your swing.
So once you got into talking about the body rotation and that movement, did you have tendencies that you had to overcome?
Well, I had things that I couldn't do. In other words, he taught that the left heel should come off the ground. He wanted a 90-degree turn. In other words, in a perfect takeaway, you're going to have a 90-degree turn with your shoulders. Your hips are going to turn about 45 degrees. And your legs are going to turn about 15, 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to accommodate all that, he wanted the left heel off the ground. So, and that's the way he taught. And I never could do that. I could, if I lifted that left heel, it just screwed up my golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay. That was okay with him. I mean, you know, he said, this is perfect, and you're going to be something less perfect if you don't do that.
Now, are you familiar with Ben Hogan's fundamentals?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, to me, what you're describing is the same thing that
Hogan
would recommend.
Same thing. And I've told all my students all my life, you know, if Byron Nelson and Sam Snead, you know, held the club the same way, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, if they all held the club the same way, and they're the greatest players that ever lived, why wouldn't we do it the way they did? You know, and you see people out there all the time. You know, I mean, they played baseball before they played golf, so when they play golf, and they learn from their friends. Mm-hmm. They don't spend the $10 or whatever it is to, you know, to get to learn what the proper grip is. So they go out with a baseball grip.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day on, they're doomed. I don't mean that they're doomed where they can't play, but they're going to shoot 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the average score in the United States has been 99.6 for 100 years, because people don't go into the club properly. And see, Mr. Pinnock insisted that you have it properly, or he wouldn't talk to you about your golf swing.